Greetings and welcome. I'm Kim, and this is Creation E, a meditation podcast where you will find discussions and meditations to feed your soul and expand your hearts. This is episode 7 of the Soul Alignment series.
And today's topic is about soul alignment. So what we'll be looking at is, what does it mean to become in alignment with the essence of your true self, your soul? And how that leads to a life of fulfillment, of joy, and of peace. And so to begin, we'd like to kind of discuss a bit more who you truly are as we've been leading up to this episode of speaking openly of you as the essence, an essence truly, just an essence, a being, a spirit that resides in a physical body with a human consciousness. As you're possibly noticing is that as you raise your own vibration, your frequency changes. That means that your consciousness changes as well. You see life differently. Your reality begins to shift. You are also beginning to remember what seems like a reason why you're here. Many of us question, why are we here? What's the point? What's the purpose? We have this sense of wanting to leave a legacy, leave like this world knowing we made a difference of some sort. And that's a natural instinct for many humans, because it's what and how the soul speaks to us a bit. At the beginning, it feels like that. It feels like, oh, you know, like you question why it is that we do what we do and why are we doing it? And why, like the questions of why, how many times do we ask why, right? And for some of us have bigger whys. We want to understand a greater truth or a greater understanding of the purpose of our life here. Because we recognize that our daily grind of going to a job or doing this or doing that seems not fulfilling. And that then becomes the reflection of, well, what's the point, right? When what we truly want is to feel joyful. We want to feel a sense of peace, a sense of ease and balance and in harmony, which is our birthright. This is what we are here to live. And in that realization that what perhaps we've been doing is not leading to that is because we're not in alignment with what we're meant to be doing on a soul level. That means we haven't come to that realization that who we've been living is not who we are. And that's a hard realization for many. But that this is the journey. This is the evolutionary path that you walk. You walk this path and you are evolving. And how you are evolving is on an energetic consciousness level, where you leave the identification of yourself as a human, simply doing life, and you come into a more aligned realization that you are an essence, a spirit that is in a physical experience. You are experiencing a physical human experience as the essence of the Creator, the essence of God that lives within you. And this greater realization comes as you evolve, as you unlearn or repattern your energetic system in the greater, like, yogic philosophy. The Hindus talk a lot about self-realization, and it's the realization that your self is literally the same essence as God, as the creator, as the universe, whatever form you want to call it, that we are here as co-creators, and that the ultimate goal of yoga is the union. That's why yoga means yoke. To yoke is to unite with this realization, with this essence, with God. The union with God is the ultimate goal for the practice of yoga. And in many, I mean, for any religious form, but I don't want to talk about religion in this podcast, but on a spiritual path, on your own journey, this is the biggest realization you'll come to. And when you realize that you are this essence, that you are this soul, the mind recognizes it, then there becomes the part where you must embody this knowledge. You must embody it by practicing it daily, meaning that you are transcending the thinking mind. The mind becomes the greater mind of God or of the creator, and it's in alignment with your heart, and it works as one system that is here to fulfill a specific purpose. Now, just to take a step back a little bit to look at us as a soul, before we came to Earth, before you decided and chose to be here and have this human experience, we had a purpose. And for some, this purpose took lifetimes to come into fulfillment, and it's still going. And for others, they're younger. It is maybe the first time around on the Earth. But regardless, your soul has come here to fulfill something. And when you approach your life in such a way where you are recognizing that everything that is happening in your life is here to help you become more in alignment with this, then you stop the struggling. You begin to work with it. And this is the healing part. This is the healing is really a transformation. You're transforming and changing yourself. You're changing and transforming, or another better word is you are transmuting, because we are all real alchemists, transmuting these lower frequencies that tell us that we are less than, or we're this, and where we suffer, you know, the lower frequency of fear, of worry, of not enough, of all of those that we all have as human, or we've all lived through. And we're transcending those. That means that we're healing that. And as we do that, we are becoming, what happens is that there's a remembrance. There's a remembrance of what's really true beneath all of that. And that happens when you do deeper inner practices and you drop deeper into your heart, that you uncover this gem, this space, I've led you in some of the meditations to find your inner castle, but it goes even deeper. And when you come to that depth of yourself, you find your union, you find that connection, and you recognize and you realize that you are remembering why you're here. And it's like these little bits of, it's like these little pieces are given to you here and there, and you have all, you become clearer. And as you become clearer, you become more inspired. And it's like something reveals itself to you. But it starts at the beginning really slowly. And it's an amazing feeling when you begin to realize that what you do in everyday life, no matter what it is, your job, your attention to your family, your whatever your daily life looks like, everything that you do, when you do it in alignment with your soul, with your highest wisdom, it serves a purpose. It has its own ripple effect. And it is leading you to exactly what you're meant to be fulfilling in this lifetime or perhaps in the next. But if you follow the nudges, if you follow the signs, you follow the impulses that spirit drops into your awareness, it can look like, for some of you, synchronizations. They can look like little signs. We ask God how many times, give us a sign, you know. We're always constantly guided. And if you allow yourself to follow that and trust that, trust your intuition, because spirit speaks to you through your intuition. And when you doubt the intuitive impulses, then you're dismissing the guidance that's coming in. You're not trusting it, because we think it needs to look a certain way or sound a certain way, and we want this like black and white. It's not going to come black and white, but it will come in the way that best works for you to help you move into that alignment. And when you're in alignment, what that really means is that your vibration is now vibrating at a different frequency that is more in alignment with why you're here, rather than in alignment with your fears and your worries about why you're here. Do you know what I mean? Like, it switches. And when you can be in that alignment, you get illuminated. It's like a light switch comes on and you get these inspired moments. And those are the ones that take our courage, that requires our courage to move towards it, even if it's it doesn't make any common sense, you know, or it doesn't make any sense to the logical mind. So this being in alignment with your soul requires a trust. It requires all those things we've been discussing. It requires you to allow life to show you instead of you needing to control it or to make certain things happen. You wait for the alignment to happen. You move yourself into a higher state of vibration, into an alignment with your greatest self. And you wait and allow the guidance to move you forward. You will be shown the way forward. And then you act. Because the old way of doing what we've been doing is, this is the controlling part, is that we want to make things certain happen. We want this and want that. And so we try to figure out with logic, with our mind, and then we kind of shape and shift around to make it happen. And often what we'll find is it's not quite what we wanted. It's not as fulfilling. We're here as creators. That means that we have the ability to tap into this consciousness, a greater consciousness that understand, a greater intelligence, if you will, that truly understands and knows the way to fulfillment, to happiness, to joy, to all these things. Your higher self knows this, and it's just a matter of you tapping into it and choosing to follow it, even if it means that it goes against what maybe your environment shows you, your reality shows you, that you trust in that more than you trust in your exterior. And that's the deepest, that's the hardest part, I would say, is there is an inner, your inner world becomes so strong and so important to you. And that doesn't mean that you're meditating 24 hours. That's not what I mean. But when I speak of your inner world means that you are in constant dialogue with not your mind, but your greater source that is driving you. So in every moment that you're doing whatever you're doing, you're in constant communication. That means that you've developed a system in which that is your default system, that you make choices that are always in alignment with what's best on a higher level, not in a more not in a lower frequency of desire and need from neediness, but rather from a heart desire, from you know that this will lead you to more greater sensations of joy. And the reason I speak of this as a healing journey, because your soul has, for some of us, has lived in many lives. And in order for it to evolve and to become, to rise within you, to lead you, it must heal past lifetimes. It's not something that you need to be conscious aware of what you've lived. Trust me, you don't need to know everything. But you need to understand that when it shows up, you will feel certain things in your life. You won't quite know why. There's resistance, there's heartache, there's this and that. There's all kinds of ways it shows up. And your job is to pay attention and to allow it to come up, to rise, and to be released. And that's the allowance. So when we talk about soul alignment, it comes with a certain allowance to allow this process to happen. And so to kind of sum up here, ways in which you become more in alignment with your soul, I would give you maybe like some five steps, if there were any steps. I would say, one, raise your vibration. And raising your vibration just simply means that allow your healing process to occur. Anything you have not really dealt with and healed, that's still in your frequency, that's still in your energetic system, simply ask for it to be revealed to you, and it will. You don't need to know with your mind. You just need to make a choice to say, I'm ready to heal all that is stopping me from realizing this truth. And just that affirmation will begin the wheels of transformation. And I would say the second thing is about transcending your mind. That means you go beyond thinking mind, that when your mind thinks that you go beyond that, and you do this in practice meditation, you bring yourself into another state of awareness that there is you, the thinking mind, but then there's you, the higher consciousness that exists, the being, which is simply a consciousness. And the third step would be when you can begin to transcend mind and you begin to come into a union within your heart. You unite your masculine essence, your feminine essence, and in here you find the union with the Creator. You begin a new relationship with that. And you recognize that you are co-creating together. And it's brings us to the fourth step of just realizing that you are pure essence that lives in a physical, and you have chosen to live in a physical world, which you still will, but you'll have a different perspective on how to work and do and be in life. You won't be doing life, but you will be in life and experiencing it differently. And I would say the fifth step, I don't really want to call them a step, but it's choosing. Again, it comes back to choosing when I spoke of last week's episode. But when you make choices like, I choose to fulfill my purpose, then that puts, as that as an affirmation, as an intention, sets a path. It sets like the wheels in motion to begin the healing process that your soul has to encounter in order to evolve energetically, to raise its consciousness, and to help it remember why it's here. Because a lot of us, perhaps we're searching for why we're here with our intelligence, with our mind, and we go, there must be a reason. And we cannot find why you're here or what is your purpose with thinking about it. It's something that will become, you will remember. As you come into alignment with your soul, you will remember why you're here. We've just forgotten. And so we have to remove, I will say, the layers of amnesia that we carry. So I hope this has helped you somewhat understand a little bit more what soul alignment was, if should it have been a bit unclear. And for those who are walking the path of soul alignment, keep going, because it's a really fulfilling path. And it is always what you're experiencing as you walk that path. It's not coming to the end in fulfillment, and like we always want to be at the end goal, right? That's not what brings us the most satisfaction. It's the walking, the journey that brings us the most satisfaction to completing something. So if you can remember that every day, then that when you get up every day and you have this within you and you choose every day your spirit self, your essence, and to walk in this love that is greater than our current understanding of it, and trust will lead you to the life you've asked for. So let's prepare. We're going to shift and move into our meditation.
I'm just getting settled into your meditation here. As you find your presence and your state, you allow your awareness to drop in, letting your senses move away from your external environment and move into your inner environment. Sensing your breath flows in and out. You're letting the mind settle like sediments into the bottom of a seafloor. Letting yourself drop deeper into this moment. Using your breath as your guide point. Breath is like the wave that moves effortlessly through the body, that moves life force energy and letting the mind now, the third eye, your vision, connect to the heart connect to the mind, where you're bringing these two into alignment. The sensing of the heart matches the thoughts of the mind. Just take a moment to bring those two into alignment. And as you keep breathing, breathing into the chest as you expand, the breath, the energy around your heart space, and as you exhale, you allow that awareness to go through the body, into your root system, deep into the core. We're going to move into greater alignment here and visualize, if you could, a great big, like you're surrounded by a tunnel or this wide white light surrounding you. It was like a tunnel or a circular shape, that you are in this column of light. And that above you is your higher self, this angelic essence of yours that's connected to source energy.
Then you're allowing that source of energy to flow into your crown. Bathe your heart with this knowledge, with this information. And this information is your presence and your essence of I am. An I am presence means that you are the source. You are the essence of source itself through every cell of your being that is encoded in every DNA of your body. This is the wisdom that lies beneath all of the surface. And as we deepen here, we're going to allow ourselves to go deeper through the heart space into our connection to our soul essence. Whether you're in your inner castle, whether you're in kingdom, whatever, you're in your heart space. Just draw in deeper here and allow yourself to make that connection. Let yourself navigate until your higher self shows you the essence of your being, of your soul, who you truly are. And you may, some of you might see, some of you might feel, just experience this moment and allowing that connection to be made. And here, as we explore this connection, we are reminding our body who we are, that we are the light, the spirit, the essence, that I am, and you breathe in those words or whatever affirmation you're working with on a higher level of I am. And repeat those words. Either you repeat the I am that I am, or repeat the affirmation you might be working with. And allow those words to bathe your cells. Imagine that you are sitting in this essence, in the words themselves, the vibration of the words, and you're letting yourself remember bit by bit why you've come here. You could even ask that question, what is our purpose? And not to expect an answer or a direct, clear answer, but rather to get a sense of what makes your heart happy, joyful. Let the visions come to you or the senses come to you. Perhaps you'll see them as something that you do. Perhaps you'll see them as something that you feel. Whatever, let it surface. As you keep the focus inwards, into the heart, to let your essence, your soul, your higher self speak to you. As co-creators, we've all come to this earth to create. What we create is unique to us. It is in our blueprint. It is in our energetic imprint. And it's our job to decode it moment by moment, present. That as we deepen and follow our heart's desires, we discover the creations. It's not only one, but multiple things that we create that are in alignment with our greatest truth. The more that you can hold this presence within your heart space, connected to the mind, and you allow the mind of the Creator to come into your energy field, the more that the energy around your thoughts become in more of alignment with a higher vibration that feels amazing, that feels in alignment with why you're here. The essence of who you are is different than a knowledge of who you are. They are separate things. An essence is felt, it is expressed. And it is expressed through everything that you do, moment by moment. And in your meditations, allows you a time to begin to connect and feel this essence. It becomes more tangible, it becomes known to you with time. The more you keep moving towards the things that light you up, and you move in a direction that best makes you feel into what your greatest self feels like and what you want to do, not from your mind, but from a deeper desire. The more you're moving towards being in greater alignment with your soul essence, unless with the identified essence, the other identified mind that thinks it needs to. So we're shifting. So keep practicing breathing in, allowing the I am that I am words to permeate through you until you begin to feel this feeling, which has no words to describe. That's why it's an essence. all you have to do is allow, welcome it, and be willing to receive. This light, this information, this energy, and it will present itself. And when you're in this space, imagine yourself in this world, holding this presence, and that you are among others, holding this essence, that you are with the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, all that is alive begins to beat and pulse as one big vibration, one big source of light. That all essences, all consciousness unite on this planet and those other planets in our universe, in our galaxy, and that vibration ripples out and helps all that are living in this world together. And it starts within your heart and mind that are aligned with the mind of the Creator. You can imagine the whole world, that we're all surrounding at different places in the world, holding this energy together as we unite in this truth, begins to heal the planet. It begins to heal humanity into becoming a world that is peaceful and loving and supportive, in a world in which we've been wanting to live in. A world in which we will be living in. And as you hold these greater visions for yourself, for the world, let it ripple out, let it pulse out from you through your heartbeat, through your breath, You are rippling out waves that are charged with a higher loving vibration that is transformative, that balances out the lower vibrations. And so throughout your day, let yourself contemplate, reflect, and imagine the life you want to live, the life that your soul has come here to live. And move into that alignment, using the world's energy right now to help you shift into that greater alignment. Now taking a long, deep breath, inhale, exhale, release. Taking a couple more breaths. And preparing yourself, gently move out of your meditation. And as you do, you're moving into, as you open up your eyes into a new world that you're creating. May you have a wonderful day. Your meditation is now complete. Namaste.